The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swirling.
About Obama, we know at least that during his first 18 years, he was very much exposed to Islamic beliefs, mostly while living in Indonesia with his mother. Most important, however, are his core beliefs and to what extent he has internalized those teachings. Early on, during his campaign for the presidency, he said he supports homosexual marriage, racial prejudices, gun control, socialized medicine, and the absolute right to abortion, including partial birth abortion, which to me is barbaric. A baby about to come out of his mother's womb could have a gun put to his head legally by the attending physician and killed because his mother gets cold feet at the last moment, and this has happened. Obama is anti-war, voted against the Patriot Act, and opposes the death penalty and school vouchers. How could anybody oppose school vouchers? He said he loves Jimmy Carter, and he, Obama, was one of the most liberal members of the Senate during his short tenure. He voted to give Social Security to illegals along with Hillary, and they both voted against making English the official language of the U.S. So there we are. Of course, he may have adjusted those core beliefs, especially since his trip to Iraq, Europe, and Afghanistan, where he tasted the power of becoming president. Too bad that it was more important for him to show the world what a great basketball player he was, while he dissed the soldiers standing in line for a long time to shake his hand. Most of us know about McCain's background, which is an open book. But do we know enough about Obama? If he wins and burdens our fragile economy with taxes and more taxes, we may go into a deep depression. There is a new kind of terror invading the U.S. in the form of Sharia law. And because our national media will not expose it, it could be dangerous for our country. In the name of Islamic honor, some Muslim fathers have killed their daughters who merely wanted to be able to choose their own husbands. We're hearing more and more about this oppressive, cruel religion. Middle East Muslims are coming to America in record numbers and are building hate-infidel churches, buying our corporations, and suing us for our traditions. Please think very carefully before you put your trust in this unknown, inexperienced, elitist young man who for 20 years was very comfortable listening to anti-American sermons. What we do this time will determine our direction in the world. Will we remain a world leader or perhaps become a mediocre third world country? For KSCO and KUMY, this is Kay Swirling.